You are listening to episode 140 of the Walking Leader Podcast. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 140. I'm your host, David Guerra, author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening. In this episode, I continue with part 11 of the Learning Those Soft Skills podcast series. This is the 11th of a 12-part series on soft skills. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the soft skill of accepting feedback. Now, feedback is defined as, quote, information about reactions to a product, a person's performance of a task, etc., which is used as a basis for improvement, end quote. As a basis for improvement, folks, that's it. Information about reactions to a product or performance of a task. As a basis for improvement. Here's where things get lost. Because there's good feedback, there's bad feedback, there's constructive criticism, and of course there's destructive criticism. We're looking at both sides, at all sides, because we have to. Sometimes it's intentional, sometimes it's unintentional. And I'm talking about the bad feedback or the destructive criticism. And sometimes destructive criticism comes in the form or starts off as the form of constructive criticism, because not everyone is well-versed on how to give feedback. However, as a leader, you must be well-versed on how to accept that feedback and properly process it as a basis for improvement to get better. That's a lot right off the bat. See, again, because not everyone is well-versed on how to give it. Sure, some people will say, oh, well, you did good, but, and then that's where it all goes downhill. I didn't understand what you were saying, and that could be because they weren't your audience. Sometimes your audience, you know who you build for, you know who you construct for, you know who you present for, you know what you work for, you know what your product and who it's for, but it might not be the audience that's giving you the feedback. Well, I didn't understand it, therefore I won't buy it. And so there's that negative feedback, but that individual might not have been your audience. That individual might be someone who's in an entirely different field, entirely business sector, and just did it out of professional courtesy. You looked at their work, now they're looking at your work, but they don't understand the nuances behind what you're doing, about what you're saying. So to them, it might be that you're not being clear enough, but to somebody else in that field that you're directing that information to, you're crystal clear. So understand your audience, understand those that are giving you the feedback, understand where they're coming from. So if they don't understand what you're selling or making or producing or manufacturing, that's okay. So long as you know that there are people out there that do understand that. So that's how you process it. However, you also take it as a basis for improvement. Well, maybe I do need to make it a little bit more clear. Maybe I do need to be more specific in some of this. Maybe I need to get rid of some of the vagueness and trim it down or tighten it up here or there. It kind of lets you start thinking, well, wait, maybe this individual has a little something for me. Because folks, you've heard that old saying, whether they like you or don't like you, they're going to talk about you. And all that matters is they're talking about you. So they're thinking about you. And that's really what it's all about. So they've got you on their mind. And doing that is good, but you have got to be constantly, continuously improving. And that's why you're asking for that feedback. So good feedback, bad feedback, constructive criticism, destructive criticism, it doesn't matter. Now, at the balancecareers.com website, there's an article titled Important Soft Skills for Workplace Success. And in it, they mention one of the soft skills as being accepting feedback. And it says not only accepting feedback gracefully, but also applying that feedback fosters professional growth. And folks, since it's professional, it's personal, because the two are tied in. Remember that. When somebody says, oh, well, you know, at business, at work, somebody says, well, this is not personal, it's professional. This is business. Understand that the two live together. The two work together. The two reside inside of you, because you're working to put food on the table. So you're working professionally to feed the personal side. And so, yes, it is personal. It's not just professional growth, it's personal growth. So you have to grow as an individual. So you take that feedback and you learn from it, you dissect it, and you work through it until you get your answers. Now, over at themuse.com, it's a sponsored article. How to Take Feedback Like a Pro, and it's sponsored by Booking.com. And they list several tips on how to absorb those suggestions gracefully, but also to leverage, quote, to leverage them to your advantage. And one of the things that they mention here is recognize the good intention. So yes, everything does start off good. We really liked your presentation, but, so you see, that's where it goes. Active listening, actively listen. Listen to the whole thing, even though it's hard to hear. It's hard to, you know, sit there silently, but let them finish. Remember, it started off great, but you continue, deep dive. You focus your ears, your eyes, everything on what they're saying, because out of that, you're going to get some good nuggets. Ask questions. Again, ask questions. Don't take the offense, but don't be defensive either. But say, I need more amplification. What do you mean you didn't like this part? Is it because you didn't understand it? Can you please elaborate? And again, dive deep with them back. And then when they tell you, take it back, feed it back to them. Say, just to make sure I understand, here's this. Let them know. So summarize the feedback. Be gracious. Always be thankful. Even if they just took the time to interact with you and to share what they thought. Be gracious. Be thankful. Say thank you. Whether you take their positive or negative feedback, whatever, that's up to you. But always be gracious, because somebody took the time to share it with you. And it might not be easy for some people. And that's really where people lose it, where they're not well versed in giving feedback, because they don't like giving feedback. They'd rather not give the feedback. And always follow up. Always follow up. Somebody gave you some criticism and it wasn't good, or it was great. Depends. It doesn't matter. Follow up and says, look, hey, I worked on it. I took your idea and I incorporated it, and I think I have a stronger presentation. I took your criticism or your feedback, and I enveloped it and I modified my presentation. I'd like to invite you to come listen to me again and tell me if I stepped up my game, because you matter to me. You're important. So something to think about. And those are the things: the follow-up, the be gracious, summarize the feedback, ask questions, active listening, recognize the good intentions, and the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to feedback. It doesn't matter. Folks, this link and all the other links I'm going to mention here are on my website on the podcast show notes page. So head on over to DaveGuerra.com and click on podcast, and then click on podcast episode 140, and you'll have all the show notes here. Now, so we've got that. That's how you accept feedback like a pro. Again, it's a lot of things to remember, but you know, you're in a leadership position and you're going to make mistakes, and people will always, you're going to be in the spotlight. You ask for it, you're there. You got no way around it. You're done. Whether you ask for it or not, whether by default, by proxy, you got put there in that position, guess what? You're there. And just because you're there doesn't mean you're immune to things. Doesn't mean you're immune to criticisms. It does not mean that you're immune to being held accountable, because they're going to do that. And guess what? You're at the top. That's where they're going to look first. So what about negative feedback? You're going to get that too. And again, I know I talked about it, because there's going to be nuggets of truth in there, and there's going to be the misunderstanding that they might not be your audience. But what if they are your audience and they're going to give you negative feedback? And it's intentional. Sometimes there's people that do it with malice, and they just do it, those people that just, I can't say anything else other than it was horrible. You know, that's it. So you're going to get those. And then there's going to be those that are going to laugh at you. Ha ha, I knew you were going to fail. That's negative feedback. That's fine. That's their feedback. But you can deal with it. You can take it. And the Forbes.com website has another article listed called You Can Take It, the How to Accept Negative Feedback with Ease. And that's over there on the Forbes. And it's quite a lengthy article, but it's got some great, great little tips there. It's ask for and accept for feedback. That's it. You let them know. You're prepared to hear what they've got to say, whether it's good or bad. Be the role model and walk your talk. So just because you're getting that negative feedback doesn't mean you have to stoop down to their level, whether it's especially if it's intentional. And if it's not intentional, or it just was truly horrible, then you recognize it and you understand, well, yeah, you know what? You're right. I kind of agree with you. I tried this angle. It just didn't work out. But what do you recommend? So if they're giving you negative feedback, also ask them to give you a solution. Don't just bring the problem. Bring a solution. Show consideration for others, especially if members of your team. If you're dealing as a group, you know, someone has to take the blame. And as the leader, you take the blame. If it was terrible, if it was horrible, if somebody did something wrong, we don't want that negative feedback, especially for those people that we're leading, especially if it's coming through us or to us for them, about them, or in front of them, and we're present. We want to step in and say, hey, you know what? No, it comes to me. I was in charge of this operation. And that's what you do as a leader. But understand that sometimes, you know, it's, you can't help it. So again, show consideration for others. You stand up there, you take the hit, you accept the responsibility, then later on you deal with the team on a one-on-one basis. And what does that do? Well, that builds trust. It builds trust between your team and you, and it builds trust between your audience and you and your team, because they know, your audience now knows they have a good leader who's leading this team, and it's probably going to turn this negative feedback into a positive. And folks, that's a very good thing. Ensure that you have an openness to feedback, not just at the time of presentation or collaboration or any event, but all the time. They can come in and say, Dave, you know, we went through this last week, I know, and we talked about it, but I've been sitting here going over my mind, and I think I see a situation. Be open to feedback 100% of the time. And in that feedback, especially if when it involves the team or you're leading this group, you help it, you use that feedback to help develop others. So even if it's that negative feedback, it doesn't matter. You turn that feedback into something positive that the people can start building on, that your followers can start building on, that you can start building on and make things better. I mean, you're not going to be all things to all people, and not everyone's going to like you at all the time. But you know what? At some point, they're going to, especially the haters, they're going to have to give up, because they see that all you're doing is taking their negativity and turning it around 180 degrees and coming out on top each and every time, because you're taking that negativity and you're building from it. It's kind of like somebody who's in a bad relationship, well, they know that, hey, you know what? I'm going to be better, and I'm going to take this, whatever happened or however this was allowed to happen, and we're going to build on it. We're going to make it better, and we're going to resist the negative, because that's what we have to do as individuals. So you resist the negative, you hate the negative, but you know what? Sometimes we need a little bit of negativity in our lives, because that's how it lets us know, one, that there is good in the world, and two, that negativity shows us, hey, where we don't want to be. And if we keep sinking lower and lower, and we keep getting more and more negative feedback, guess what? We're going in the wrong direction. Time to turn that around. It's like a negative. It's like a bad experience when you were little. You don't want to repeat that when you're older. When I was in the military, it was one of those things that apparently, for some reason, giving somebody the day off was just one of those things that was frowned upon. Probably still is. But I said to myself that whenever I'm in a position of managing or leading or in front of people, and I'm running my own show and I've got people working underneath me, one of the things I will give them is a day off, especially if they deserve it. You know, I actually turned down a commendation one time, a U.S. Army commendation one time. I said, you know what? No, I would just rather have the day off. Can I have a 3-day weekend? And the answer was, we'll get back to you. And the final answer was, I didn't get the commendation, the medal, and I did not get the 3 days off. So it's one of those things. So you learn from that negative. You learn from that, and you grow from that, and you make things better. So again, like I said earlier, it's been my experience that the vast majority of people do not know how to give constructive criticism. They don't know how to take it. They don't know how to dish it out. They don't know how to stop it from going from good to bad. Because what they believe is constructive is actually more destructive. And don't worry about that. Most of them are well-meaning people. They definitely are. They're more well-meaning people out there than there are bad. And it's just that they don't know. Because again, who was showing them the way? Who was sharing with them? Look, here's how you give good feedback. Here's how you give negative feedback. But that negative feedback, here's how you turn it to good feedback. Because if you deliver a negative feedback, or you're getting negative feedback, please ask for, well, what could I do better? And if they don't have an answer, then you know that they were just being mean, they were just being negative to be negative and to be spiteful. But when they have an answer, it's because, again, they're on your side. They're telling you the truth because, quote unquote, they deserve you to know the truth, quote unquote, when they don't know the truth themselves. But their intentions are in the right place. Take it for that. So once you do all of that, once you start accepting feedback, it, guess what? It's like I talked about time sharing. You share that, or time management, sorry. You share it with others. So you take the skills of constructive criticism, of feedback, and accepting feedback, and you take it, you hone it, you master it, and then you share it with others. And you start teaching others, look, hey, here is how you accept feedback gracefully, bad feedback, good feedback, constructive criticism, destructive criticism. And especially do that to those that you lead, that you manage, because whether you like it or not, like I said last time, and I say it again, they look up to you. They're going to emulate you. And if they take you at your word, they're going to be just like you. No, you want them to be better than you. And if you're one of those leaders that says, no, I don't want them to be better than me, then you have absolutely no right being considering yourself a leader, because that's not the way leaders behave. Leaders want them to be better, because guess what? When leaders are better and they make better people and better leaders and make them better than their predecessor, guess what? That predecessor is a genius. But when there's resentment, jealousy, spitefulness, and they don't want them and they just rather accept the negativity and you're terrible, you're horrible, but here's no answer to you. And again, I'm digressing, but what I'm getting at is that there is room for negativity. There's room for negative feedback, so long as it can be turned around into something good. And folks, that's what we deserve. That's what all of us deserve, is to do something good out of something bad. So start sharing with your team. Get to work. Alrighty. Well, listen, you've been listening to episode 140, part 10 of the Learning Those Soft Skills series, Accepting Feedback. I do invite you to let me know what you think of this episode. Email me at dave@daveguerra.com or follow me on Twitter at @DaveGuerra, all one word, or follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, again, all one word, TheDavidGuerra, The David Guerra. And let me know what you think of this episode or any of the episodes in this series. And we got something else coming down for everybody. So we're going to be turning this series into an ebook. And all the soft skills series is going to be coming out in an ebook here real soon. I'm pretty sure as soon as we end the series, we're going to be publishing the ebook. So be on the lookout for that. Amazon.com. I think we're going to get it on Nook as well. So be on the lookout. I thank you for listening. I thank you for downloading. And again, I invite you to join me next week. This has been episode 140. So join me next week for episode 141 as I wrap up the entire soft skills series with what I consider the other soft skills. And yeah, there's still more. There's a lot of them. But folks, I'm going to bundle this up next one in a little bit. So until then, have a great week. Enjoy yourselves. Stay healthy. Stay strong. Be strong. Finish strong. And until then, have a good one. I am out of here.